This morning I awoke very early, and I heard Spirit tell me what to talk about. So, I will try. I have spoke to you about many of the classes of the Quiet Talks with the Master. And what they wanted me to talk to you about is one of those classes I've talked to just about just a little bit, but I've only told you part of it. And it's all about climate change. In all of this political arena, I hear so much ignorance. I'm sorry, I'm just going to speak with my heart. I've heard so much ignorance where man doesn't even look to science. Science and religion and Science and spirituality go hand in hand. You cannot separate them. And we must respect both. In the story of the Quiet Talks with the Masters, and it spoke about how climate change was coming, and it was actually they called it global warming. But this started in the 70s. And they were talking about what was going to happen because people were polluting the air, our earth, our waterways. Factories were pouring chemicals into rivers. We were and are poisoning Mother Earth. They spoke about the gas pipeline. Everybody wanted a heyday. Remember several years back in Alaska? Oh, everybody go. I think they were getting $25 an hour 20-some years ago. And people thought that was great. Let's go. They talked about people are so greedy. They don't care about destroying nature. And they spoke about destroying the rainforest, the beautiful rainforest, destroying and cutting the trees. And what would eventually happen would be the ice caps would begin to melt and the oceans would begin to warm and the waters would begin to raise. And if man didn't do something about it years going forward, the land masses would begin to separate again. It's time for us, if we are metaphysicians, to get out of our box and realize just because one party says something doesn't mean it's evil. Now, I am speaking with my heart today, and I don't care if I step on anybody's toes. I truly don't. But what they began to say was, when Mother Earth starts shifting, those pipelines will break. It will begin to destroy even more of our beautiful nature and our beautiful earth and our wildlife that is so important to keeping things in balance. You see, I see some of these things happening now. I see it with the sharks. The waters are so warm. Things are different. Nature, I saw a program on Saturday where they have to transport animals in Africa to different parts where there's water, where they can live, because there are so many animals that not just from being hunted, but because of nature, they are dying away. There's no food, there's no water for them. So there's this big campaign to move them around and save them. You see, Spirit talked about this, that it was part of the beginning, and when man should really stand up and take things seriously. They begin to talk when it happens to nature, when it begins to happen to animals, and they begin to die away. And we've destroyed our forests, and the trees, and our plant life begins to die because we are all connected. If it affects nature, it affects everything. And eventually, to go outside, we would have to wear things that look like gas masks because we wouldn't be able to breathe anymore. You see, I have kept this part from you because, yes, I do like to think about the positive things, and I do believe in positive things, and light workers are working every day. But when I hear in our debates, and I do listen to both parties, when I hear the ignorance of nature and science, I have to speak out. I'm sorry, I do. Because it is so important for our planet. If we don't have a planet, we don't have life. If we don't have life, Spirit doesn't have a beautiful blue planet to come to. Now, you see, one thing is happening in this day and age they spoke about, too. That one of the first things I wanted to know, because of where I came from in a Methodist church, I first wanted to know about the Battle of Armageddon. And I've spoken to you about that before. They said that it's the battle within yourself of good and bad. What you choose, how you choose to live. How you choose to live to your high standards, or you go, oh, well, I think it's easier if I do something else. But they spoke about this time when actually a battle of Armageddon of good and bad will be going around the world. That it's important that everybody take responsibility and speak up about their belief and have the courage of living your convictions. You see, it's easy. It's really easy to say, oh, you don't believe in that, do you? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I believe in all that I heard through those seances with my teacher, Virginia Falls, because I have seen everything in those prophetic messages with her quiet talks of the masters. Happening more and more and more and more. Love can build a bridge. But I remember in those seances, they ask us to stand up for what is right and speak our truth. We have to have the courage to speak our truth, no matter whether someone else poo-poos it or not. Because there's enough people out there who do believe it. And sometimes we need each other. One time, they gave me an example of how fast things travel. And they asked me to ask something for something with our congressman. It was Birch Bayh. What I didn't know was that his secretary's name was Connie. They asked me to call Washington, D.C. and to ask about something that I wanted to know about and tell them that Connie was calling. Because I did that, I got the answers I needed. And I heard them telling me, oh, his secretary, Connie, is on the line. She needs to know this. Well, I didn't know he had a secretary named Connie at that time. And I figured out, my goodness, all of this came about. And what I wanted to know was, there was a group of people that were not awarded money for training because they had been laid off for changeover. It was people that were not going to be called back to work because it was, General Motors was beginning to go down. And everyone that was going to be laid off at that time qualified for going back to school and being retrained. I had friends that were single mothers, and well, probably single husbands too, with children who needed that money. And because I was calling under the name of Connie, explaining before I called to find out the answer, that it was not fair that these people did not qualify because they were laid off only for changeover instead of a permanent layoff just yet. Well, they explained to me by voicing my opinion, by talking about it, by allowing people to know what was going on in a civil manner. it was changed in Congress, and these people got their training. You see, that happened in a matter of 2 weeks. We think things go very slowly. But when we simply, with simple truth and faith, speak our truth, it vibrates on the ethers and it becomes more of a reality. But when I hear people saying, excuse me, and I don't want to offend anybody, that the world was created in 7 days, literally, just a few hundred years ago, when science knows far greater than that, why is that a sin against God? God is in everything. It's man's mind that has been so limited. It's the interpretation of the words of the prophets from one language to the other and control that has changed our thinking in fear and doubt, and we must not go against God. Well, do you know what? When we destroy Mother Earth, when we destroy the air, when we destroy nature, don't you think that's a greater sin against that beautiful, universal God energy than anything else? It's really time for us to get our heads out of the sand, and really speak our truth. We as metaphysicians, because we've been poo-pooed for so many years, have learned just to be quiet. But you know what? It makes a difference. We have to be responsible, not only for our lives, but we have to be responsible for our truth and for what's going on in the world. I have spoken, this is one thing that is so sad to me. I've spoken to several young adults, ages 18 through 24, several of them at different times from the last election, now going into this election, and they go, oh, we're so upset with anybody, we're not going to vote. Well, you know, I remind them just a few years back that the black race could not vote and how ridiculous that was. And a few years back, all of our ancestors that were female marched to have the right to vote. Now, if we choose not to vote, those people who would like to take those things away from us, well, it's our responsibility too. We can sit in our seats of content, or we can live our truth and speak what it is that we need to be standing for right now. I will tell you, I woke up in the middle of the night and I heard these words. They were so serious. And I thought, you know, I don't know if I can do this because I don't like fear tactics. But sometimes you have to speak truth. And we have to be able to smile and stand and realize that love does build a bridge. We don't have to be angry about it. The other people out there that are poo-pooing us in our beliefs and in science, they're already angry about it. We don't need to be angry about it. We can quietly speak our truth. We can quietly make a difference in this world, just like Gandhi did, without raising any weapons, without raising anything. Standing together in that song, standing together, we truly do have the power. But if we don't speak our truth, then people out there who are hungry for it don't listen. If we don't have the courage to say, when someone says, oh, you don't believe in that, do you? Say, yes, I do. You know, those things sweetly stated can change everything. It's more than politics. It's our earth. It's our life. And at the end of that quiet talks with the master said, whether you people understand it or not, Spirit needs this earth. You need this earth. This is our schooling. This is where we choose to come. This earth has been on a process of awakening. It has never fully gone into the Aquarian age without people destroying it before. And that's what happened to Atlantis. And also, they had us start sending love in the 70s to prepare people for this. They also spoke to us that because it is a learning planet, that there were many people on this planet right now who came to feel the vibration just for a little bit going into the Aquarian age. They cannot stay through the Aquarian age because the only people who can stay totally into the Aquarian age, or who can incarnate in the Aquarian age, who those people who are having an awakening to that we are spiritual beings, and that when we hurt someone else, we're truly, honestly only hurting ourselves. We're only hurting ourselves. And that because of this time, the time of changes, interior changes, time of our awakening spiritually, the people who are not there yet, because they're younger souls, they're where we used to be maybe last time. It makes them angry because they can't vibrate in this vibration of love. So it causes somewhat chaos during this time. So there again, they ask us to send love to everyone, to calm the hearts of those who do not understand yet, to calm the hearts that truth can become a part of what is going on, and to understand when Mother Nature rears her ugly head that she's trying to cleanse herself. And when some of the tragedies happen, even though we can't understand it maybe in our physical material mind, the people, when it's time for them to go home, that's why different times things would happen where the masses would go back home. And to guarantee us, we've seen that. We've seen that in the last 10 years. And to guarantee us that each spirit is protected as it goes to the other side. Yes, maybe some people are there somewhere and in the wrong place at the right time, or the right place at the wrong time. But I know right now, in this day, it's very important that we send love and we send kindness and we stand up for nothing more than respect and kindness to any human being, because everybody deserves that. Because everybody, whether they're aware of it or not, are children of God on some pathway that we know not how. But if someone has never been respected, you can understand why some things are going the way they are. It's our responsibility and our courage and our delight to live our truth. God bless you.